Hey, Nathan?
One second.
Okay. Does he have a website? Oh, yeah, there it is. Send me the link for his website, Tara.
I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, you're fine. I was just having my rep send me your website here. But my name's John. I'm the director here. How you doing today?
Doing good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. Tara asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and details, Nathan. But did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how the placement works?
No. Can you hold on one more second?
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
Wine cellar. How long you gonna be in? Yeah. Yeah, that's gonna be fucking awesome.
I can hear you. You're cutting out a little bit, though. Almost like you're a little muffled.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Better? Yeah, a little bit better. But you know how you guys created your Google business profile for Webster's Wizard Wash and the websites attached to it and everything is going through Google verification?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so the reason
I did all that myself. I
know, because if you didn't, we wouldn't be calling you, right?
Right.
So the reason we're reaching out to you today is because we have first page placement available within your industry and area. So you'll notice, like, if you type in pressure washing Baton Rouge, there's going to be three guys that'll show right next to the map there as top options. Right now you see, like,
yep.
Pro Wash and Landscape, Tiger Pressure Wash, LA Pressure Washing Pros, right? So we had a spot that opened up, and we saw your business on our qualified candidates list for it, and so that's why we're reaching out to you today, is to move your profile up to the first page where, 90% of people are going to look and make their decision.
Right. Now
it's going to put it in position to make some money and get the right eyes on it at the moment that they're looking for what you do. Okay. So whether it's power washing, pressure washing, roof cleaning, gutter cleaning, we could even do the Christmas lighting that you were just talking about there. We can have you guys up there for that. We'll list you for about 15 different keyword terms or services at a time. But the idea here is just to make sure that we're driving traffic and getting your business as much job opportunities as possible each month. So that way you continue to use the first page placement. Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it's great that you already have yourself Google verified and you have the website. You know, that actually saves you a lot of money. A lot of times the businesses on our list, we have to build all these things from them from scratch, And so the service is usually about $499 month to month.
Okay.
But because of your new in business credit that Tara requested for you, and you already have some of these things, I can reduce the rate down to just $249, which is about half of the traditional pricing structure. And then I could lock you in at that rate. So you'll keep that deal as long as you're with us. It'll never actually go back up on you.
And so that allows me to be, now you said first page. So how many people actually are on that first page?
On page one, there's
the top 10, top 20, or?
Well, there's actually three for Baton Rouge.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And,
I mean,
what happened? One of these guys just opted out or didn't pay or something. And so now spots open. I'm curious to find how spots open like that.
Yeah, there's various different reasons why a position can become available. It could be, a payment thing. It could be they relocated to another area.
Okay.
So this is no longer their service area. Google doesn't really tell us that. They just say, hey, the spot's open, and here's the list of the qualified candidates. And then we get to work, We start calling out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Could be that they have enough word of mouth business that they don't need that form of advertising.
Unfortunately that does happen. Guys get so booked up from the placement where they're like, look, man, I got contracts and you guys have me booked up for the next year. I don't want to keep paying for it or have people keep calling me. Then they just kind of take it off. Like we have guys that do seasonal things too. And so when that happens, we just got to adjust. We get to this qualified candidates list and go. So there is a lot of long-term benefit to it, even if you just do it for a couple of months. It's a month-to-month service. So, you still get that complete verification, your reviews and everything, and you'll still show in that map pack for more businesses, even if you leave it. We don't go and delete anything.
Okay, and how does the review process work? Somebody just goes on the Google, leaves a review, or can I integrate that with my website, for instance? It has a review page there where they can leave a review and then it uploads onto Google from my website or anything that I would say. How does that platform set up?
Yeah, so the website's already going to be attached to your Google business profile. That's not going to change, so they could do it there. There is a section for them to write Google reviews right there on your Google business profile. That's what they're going to be seeing on the first page is like a condensed version of that. But also, all of our clients have a tracking system that comes in the form of an app. So the tracking system keeps track of all the calls that you're getting and the customers, and that way you get an idea on what your ROI is. You even have recordings so you can hear yourself talking to these people in case they try to say, hey, you said, he said, she said, whatever. You could always reference that tracking system. But there is a section of the tracking system where you can plug in their number and you could send them a live link to your Google business profile. And all they have to do is tap a little star and write a review. And hit submit there.
Nice.
We'll start building up your review.
Okay.
That.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then if they don't
and
fill it out within
through,
72 hours, it sends them a reminder. So it's always nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's directly through Google. But that's not automated. If there was a link from Google that I can embed into my website, is that an option as well?
Absolutely, yeah. Your Google verification could be embedded in the site. If you want us to help you with the site, it's not any extra charge, but you do have to give us access to it during your client interview because we don't have access to that site. So if you want us to do that for you and attach that link, it's just you let us know, and then we need the login credentials, and we got a graphic design team that could get in there, make sure everything looks how you want it to look.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nice. All right.
That's
so
all
$250
part of the
a month,
mm-hmm.
basically. Mm-hmm. I'm on the first page, top three of the search.
Correct. For 15 keywords. So power washing, pressure washing, roof cleaning, all your bases. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. And the
I'm
most
a little
profitable
apprehensive
way to...
because I'm a little apprehensive simply because I haven't started making money from this yet. It's something that I'm still working on getting off the ground. Right now I've been kind of like I did dad's house.
You need the general public and your next door neighbors to be able to know you exist and that you're there.
And I I've passed out door hangers. I've kind of took the low cost option right now.
Yeah.
Just to kind of get the word out and see if I get any leads. I'm on Angie's. But I haven't really activated that yet. Cause
Nathan, for the last 17 years, Google advertising has been the number one way to market for business owners.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Trust
so
me,
every time I
watch a YouTube video about my industry, they're all like, hey, Google, get your Google page up. Get this.
Because
you're on the top three. I mean,
people want the kind of services you provide. They just pull out their phone, you know, roof cleaning, power washing, pressure washing. And then so the top guys get 90% of those phone calls. I mean, the door hangers, the radio, the billboards. I mean, you can go on on with all that stuff, and it's never going to compare because you're just right there in their pocket.
Never.
It's like the modern-day yellow
paper. For sure.
Digital.
For sure. And then it takes a lot more time to pass out those flyers than it does for somebody to flip for me to be on Google. It takes a lot more time, and time is money, buddy.
Yeah, and they probably don't even have that flyer by the time they're ready to do something, you know, or they forget about it.
Right. They threw it away. Or forget about it, or lost in the mail, or whatever. So, I get it. It's definitely worth a while. I'm still working 60 hours a week at my other job. I haven't been in a position where I can put this back yet. My only concern is adding an additional expense, but I guess I can try it out for a couple of months and see what happens. Hell, you never know. 2 months,
you're
I might
love
be too busy, and I might say, you know what, I quit.
Yeah, exactly. It'll take care of itself, and that's usually what happens. Yeah. You know, I have a lot of guys who are like, hey, I'm still working full time, and I say, don't quit just yet. Run this for about a month or two, and then you'll be ready to go once you have that pipeline of business booked up and you have a couple contracts under your belt.
Okay. All right. All right, so when will I see this? If we go forward, what are the next steps? When do I see the change for me being listed up at the top? What's the process like?
Yeah, so I'm putting you on a platinum package. So the platinum package has various different things that we're doing for you. It's first page placement on Google, first page placement on Bing. You got Facebook ads. So each one of these things has its own timeline, you know, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. You'll start seeing traffic from things like Amazon Alexa and Facebook really quickly because it's really easy to get those up and running. With Google, it might take like a week, maybe 2 weeks or longer. It really depends on you because there's a form that I send you right now when you sign up with us, and you got to fill it out and send it back. And then I also have to do a client interview with you to customize the campaign, right? So the client interview is where we go over like all the services you provide, the area you cover. You know, we want to make sure it's listed properly and in the right area so the calls that you get are qualified job opportunities. So anything worth having takes time, right? So it's not going to be an overnight thing, but we'll definitely build it to last, you know, and be consistent for you. So.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile, Nathan. That's the first thing we got to do. Make it so that this Google business profile that you've already created gets the complete local verification, and then we can get in there and do the optimization and secure that spot. So on the first page of Google, we can only have one phone number. I already have a lot of the information here. I'm just looking for any changes. Did you want to use this same phone number that we're on right now?
620-1187? No, because I get too many calls from work on that phone.
Okay.
Sometimes my voice is not the same.
See, this is exactly why we do this, though. First question I ask, like, hey, we got to change it. I'm ready for you.
Alternate number. Let me see. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I'll give it to you. Yeah.
Yep, because this one's on your Google business profile right now, so
I
got to fix that.
And I can change that at any time, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. It's going to be attached to every text and email you get from our company. Anytime you want to make a change to your account, you just call in.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. 1 second. That phone number is 225.
225 230
230 993
9935.
Yes.
Okay. And that's the primary business line, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to save this 1187 number in the cell phone category just for, like, if I need to get a hold of you or a company needs to get a hold of you, but I won't have it displayed anywhere.
Okay.
Okay. And then what's your business email address where I could send an outline of the agreement in writing and your invoice receipt?
That would be WebstersWizardWash.com.
Easy peasy. Wait, WebstersWizardWash@gmail.com?
No, .com. And it goes through my website.
Oh, no, no. So there isn't.
Oh, wait,
not
my business one, the other one. Actual. Okay, that would be WebstersWizardWash@gmail.com.
There we go. That's what I thought. I'm like, it's got to be Google Mail. All right, save. All right, and then the street address that Google has on file is at 225 Marion Drive. Is that still accurate?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. Currently, it's being displayed online. Do you want me to hide that?
What's that?
I said your address is currently being displayed online. Do you want me to hide it for you?
Right now, that is my home address, yes, please.
Yeah, that's why I'm recommending, you know, we hide it because...
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want people okay. showing up at your doorstep. You're going to them. They shouldn't be coming to you.
Is that? There's a bus sub upstairs. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
There's a bus upstairs with all your mixers and food and everything in from yesterday. But there's also, we're going to fill up one set bin full of ice. Grab a bar kit from upstairs. I think I put it back. Make sure there's four upstairs. I had it yesterday on this cart down here. I hope it might be in this stack. If you look in the hallway, all the stuff that we're bringing out is labeled. It has a green tag sticking on the wall that says golf course. It says Fall Classic Golf Course. Okay? And we're just going to put all that stuff on the trailer. We're going to roll out. Yep, on the trailer. Hello?
Yep, I'm still with you. I pretty much have it all set up here with a lot of the stuff I was able to pull. I attached your website to the Google Business Profile. You want to leave your hours of operation the same? You're just going 7 to 5 Monday
yes.
through Friday?
Yes.
Okay. Saturday and Sunday closed?
Yes.
All right. Okay. And then for that client interview that I talked about where we customize the campaign and interview you, usually... it's over the phone. It usually takes about 30 minutes, but we ask for an
okay.
hour in case you have any extra
okay.
questions. What do you think would be the
sure.
best time to do the client interview?
Do y'all work Sundays? I'm off this Sunday.
We don't. We don't work Saturday or Sunday. Okay. We do have customer service available to you once it's all set up on the weekends. It's
yeah.
24 hours for that, but to do the client interview, it's got to be Monday through Friday, and then the last appointment we have is 5 to 6 today, but... We have some, I could get you any time actually today.
Yeah, yeah. Like I'm booked.
I know. I hear you guys going to golf course.
The golf tournament.
Oh, yeah, I'm so jealous.
I'm the AG. I'm at a country club out here. So.
Oh man, I'm about a 10 handicap. I love golf. I probably play twice a week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. One of my best friends actually won a PGA Tour last year.
Hmm.
Yeah,
damn.
In Mexico.
Impressive.
Yeah, his name's Jake Knapp.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, he's one of my buddies. He's out in Arizona now. Everybody
I'm trying
out
to,
Arizona. All the pros.
Just looking at my schedule, man. Dude, Tuesday. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's really easy, too, by the way. You know, it's all over the phone, Nathan, so it's not like they're going to ask you anything you don't know off the top of your head. But I don't want it to be between holes, you know, that would be...
I'd say, let's say Tuesday, around, 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock.
Tuesday,
okay.
2 o'clock.
Let me see here. Okay, I'm gonna lock you in 2 to 3 on Tuesday, okay? The 5th.
Okay.
All right, and I'm going to set it up. I'm going to send you a text message reminder about an hour before.
What's that?
I'm going to send you a text message reminder about an hour before.
Okay.
Okay. So you get the heads up here to the 1187 number. We're going to call you on this 1187 line that we're on right now, not the business one.
Okay.
Okay. Let me go ahead and lock you in. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
Let's do a debit card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or?
Oh, they're all upstairs. Cat probably took them upstairs to get ready for the other bar. So just use that one. Actually, I might be able to get them to fix that. Just use that one. We'll get it fixed later. Just, it won't be a big problem until we start putting it on the trailer and taking it off. Unlock the wheel. Give you that info. All right. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready for you.
So Visa card 4357.
4357.
8106.
8106.
1005.
1005.
2329.
2329. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0426.
0426. And then 3-digit code on the back. 004?
Yeah.
Okay, you were cutting out there a little bit. Now I'm going to walk you through a voice verification, and then we're going to send you a receipt and everything in writing. If I say anything you don't agree with, Nathan, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right, you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Webster's Wizard Watch.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Nathan Webster, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided? All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time? Okay. And in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yeah.
Okay. We're not saying you got to cancel anything. We know what you already are currently doing. It's just saying after today, if you're going to add any services, just double check with us that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything.
Okay.
Okay. And it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is November 1st of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $249 for a platinum package bundle. I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. I've also provided some website options for you at no additional cost. And I've locked you in at this discounted pricing structure indefinitely. So you'll always keep that rate. So it's going to be set up to auto-renew each month on the first day of the month. There's no other like lead fees, click fees, or call fees throughout the month. It says you can... No, I waived it all for you. That's usually what I pocket, but I wanted to get your foot in the door so that way I could show you the difference between this and what you're doing now already. Okay. So it's just the $249, and then each month it's going to auto-renew on the first day. So it says in the fine print you could discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties, but if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the first of the month so it doesn't automatically charge you.
Okay.
And it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process your payment here. When this clears, you're going to get three text messages. One's an outline of the agreement in writing. You're going to want to sign off on that when you have a chance, sometime between now and Tuesday. And then there's another one that's going to come through. It'll be a Google verification form. You want to fill that out. It's going to be very similar to the one that you already previously worked on. But they're just looking for any changes, right? Obviously, we just changed your phone number, so we want to make sure that we're getting that confirmation on your end as well when you fill out that form.
Okay.
And then there's a username and password for a tracking system. And they'll send you a YouTube video and a link to that app, so that way you know how to use it. But if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you have 24/7 customer service here, so don't hesitate to call in. There's always a live representative that can help you. And that number is attached to every text and email that you get from us moving forward.
Okay.
All right. So that's going to conclude our initial setup process. My name is John. I'm the director here. Like I said, I'll be continuing to kind of follow up with you throughout the campaign and make sure everything's going smoothly. But, you know, thank you for signing up today, Nathan. I'll let you get back to the rest of your workday. But again, look out for our phone call. I got you locked in for Tuesday, November 5th between 2 and 3 o'clock, okay?
Okay. Can you send me some information on your company?
Yeah, absolutely. Local splash. We're a premier Google partner, so we have 20 years experience. There's over 5,000 reviews of us online. I'll send it over to you now. Yeah, we've been in business since 2004, so you know, we're the highest rated Google partner in the country. If you look us up, we're literally right next to the Google headquarters in Southern California here.
Okay, nice.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, good deal.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Hello.